this evening. Look at a passage from the book of Mark, verses 3 through 9. Mark 14, 3 through 9. And being in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, very precious. And she brake the box and poured it on his head. And there were some that had indignation within themselves and said, why was this waste of the ointment made? For it might have been sold for more than 300 pence and have been given to the poor. And they murmured against her. And Jesus said, let her alone. Why trouble ye her? She hath wrought a good work on me. For ye have the poor with you always, and whomsoever ye will, ye may do them good. Or whensoever ye will, ye may do them good. But me ye have not always. She hath done what she could. She has come aforehand to anoint my body to the burying. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she hath done shall be spoken of for a memorial of her. Tonight, I would ask you the question, what is it that you can do for the Lord? What is it that you, as one of God's people, can do for the Lord? Now, I don't assume that everybody who hears right now is one of the Lord's, but for those who are God's people, what can you do for the Lord? Those who are not God's people, believers, those who are not Christians, may at times take up what they consider to be good works, and even wanting to do something that God would be pleased with them. For those who are outside of Christ, work is only that which prospers the flesh, and the flesh delivers none from the wrath of God. For those who are the people of God, I ask you, what is it that you can do for the Lord? We open this passage of Scripture and we find the Lord Jesus in the town of Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper. And he sat at meat. He'd been invited into this place for a meal. And while they were in this meal, in the middle of this meal, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment, ointment of spikenard, and it was very precious. And she broke the box and poured it on his head. Well, there were some that had indignation. She took that which was of great value. Both the box, the alabaster, and that which the box contained would have been very valuable. And she poured it out on his head. She sought to do him a great honor and poured out this expensive ointment upon his head, anointing him with this ointment. Well, there were some there that had indignation within themselves. They said, why was this waste of ointment made? When you and I undertake to bring glory to the person of Jesus Christ, to do him honor, to make him great before those who are around us, there is no waste to that which we are doing. This woman was glorifying the Son of God. She was showing him this great honor and went to great expense for that purpose. But there were those who were looking on, casting dispersion upon her act, and said, this money could have been better used to alleviate the sufferings of the poor. Could have sold it more than 300 pence. And they murmured against this woman. Jesus said, "Let her alone. Why trouble ye her? She hath wrought a good work on me." He was pleased with that which she had done. And it was a testimony to those in the room that he was pleased with her for that which she had done. For ye have the poor with you always, and whensoever you will, ye may do them good. But me, ye have not always. Here was an opportunity to do something for the Son of God. And she took the opportunity to show him this great honor. The Lord says, she hath done what she could. Quite a number of years ago, there was a church here in Greenville that rented a billboard in town. The billboard was over on East North Street, and the church rented the billboard for the particular purpose of exposing an apostate who was coming to Greenville. It was a false prophet who was coming with a false gospel. Well, this billboard actually received quite a bit of news. And, of course, talk radio happened to pick up the story of this billboard that had been set up by this church. And the man on the talk radio program, the man who hosted this program, he made it a point to say that the church had wasted its money by putting this billboard up, exposing the false prophet, and having on that billboard as part of its presentation something to the glory of Jesus Christ. And he said, as part of his program, that this money could have been better spent giving the money to the poor. The church should have spent the money on the poor instead of exposing a false prophet and glorifying the name of Jesus Christ and the work that he has done on the cross. And I would say that it was a modern day illustration of that which happened here. And that church did what they could. They had something at hand, and they said, here is something that we can do in order to glorify the person of Jesus Christ. What is it that you and I can do to wrought a good work on Jesus Christ? What is it that we can do that it might be said, she hath done what she could? He hath done what he could. It's easy enough to think, well, I used to teach Sunday school. I used to give money to the work of God. I used to serve the Lord and work and labor for him in the field. Houses, neighborhood, perhaps foreign countries, someplace. I used to do these things. You know, it's not uncommon among men to speak of the things they used to do when they were young. I used to be able to work X number of hours in a day, or I used to lift such and such an amount of weight, or I used to have all of this physical strength or physical endurance. I used to do these things. But I don't do those things anymore now because I can't. I'm not as young as I used to be, but men oftentimes will find themselves speaking in these terms. Well, Christians can find themselves speaking in these terms, but we don't say, I can't do anything for the Lord anymore. I used to do this, but, well, now I can't. Well, no, I can't do what I used to do. But what can I do to bring glory and to bring honor unto the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? The very first thing that would come to my mind is to share your testimony. Anybody who comes through the door, let me tell you what the Lord has done for me. I am 56 years old. I was saved as a 10-year-old boy. And I can say this is what the Lord has done for me. 46 years now, I have been a believer. I have been saved. And I would say, I'm not what I ought to be. But I know I'm not what I would have been had I not been delivered as a 10-year-old child from the wickedness of my own heart and the sinfulness of my own nature. I can share this testimony. It may be that I don't have the kind of audience that I would have once had, or as big an audience as I might like to have. But I can share the testimony of what the Lord has done for me, that He saved me and delivered me from sin. And He'll do the same for any sinner that calls upon His name for Jesus' sake. I say, share your testimony. It may be you wrought good work and you did what you could. Perhaps not what you might have wanted to do. You think of this woman who came with this alabaster box and the ointment that was very precious. We wonder in our minds, or I wonder in my mind, was there something that she might have thought, what could I do for the Lord? Oh, He is so glorious. He is so wonderful. The fairest of 10,000. We sang of Him just a little time ago. The lily of the valley. Oh, what could I do for Him? Well, she had something she could do. And she did what she could. And so you can say, I would share my testimony to give glory to Jesus Christ, to make Him great in the eyes of those who are around me. But maybe I can't do what I used to do. Maybe I can't do what I would like to do. But I would do what I can. Well, perhaps I could take a little time and I could read the Scriptures with someone. I could open up the Word of God. Well, my memory is not quite as good as what I'd like it to be. Nobody's memory is as good as I'd like it to be. You say, well, it's an awful lot worse than it used to be. If mine gets much worse than it was when I was 25 and now I'm 56, things are going to be really bad. But this is where I am. Oh, I should remember the 23rd Psalm. Well, seems like I knew that one from beginning to end, but somehow there's words that I lose. But I can sit with someone. There's someone not too far off, not too far away. Let's just read this together. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Oh, and this soul, this person next to you, you say, is this your testimony? Is the Lord truly your shepherd? Have you truly submitted to Him? Are you truly living underneath the rule of His Word? Oh, let's read this again and see the greatness of the Lord. And perhaps you would turn to the second psalm and sit and read with someone. Well, let's just read this together. You need a big print Bible. Take the big print Bible. If reading's becoming difficult, well, let's find a recorded portion of the Scriptures and say, well, let's listen to this. Well, we have to turn the volume up. Let's turn it up. Loud as we can go, they'll hear us down the hallway. That's all right. They can hear it down the hallway. It's the Word of God. I used to knock on people's doors. It's not that I wouldn't do it now also. It's just not what I'm about on Sunday mornings, run around, gather people in for the services we used to conduct. And I'd knock on the door. This is 10 o'clock on Sunday morning, 10:30, getting up toward 11. We started at 11:30 at that time. I would knock on the door. It's 11 o'clock in the morning, and people rolling out of bed. And for a time, I apologized. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to wake you up. And I stopped apologizing because they needed to come and hear. They didn't need to be rolling out of bed at that time. They needed to be in the car and on their way to hear the preaching of the word. So I say, if you have to turn the volume up so that you can hear the reading of the word, well, turn it off so we can hear it. It's all right if they hear it down the hall. It'll be good. Well, they did what they could. Not for the purpose of being obnoxious, but for the purpose of bringing glory to the person of Jesus Christ. Why do the heathen rage, it says in Psalm 2, and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall He speak unto them in His wrath and to vex them in His sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord hath said unto me, thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest He be angry and ye perish from the way, when His wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in Him. And so this one sitting next to you, or perhaps a couple that you gather together and say, let's have a scripture reading. We'll turn off the stupid box and we'll have a scripture reading. And you come to the end of this and say, have you submitted to Jesus Christ? I'd like to tell you when I submitted to Him, I was just a lad or just a child or I was a youngster or a young person. I came to the Lord. But I would like to know, have you come to Him when it says, kiss the Son lest He be angry? You're submitting to Him. Oh, I'm looking for mercy. When His wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they. Oh, happy. Happy are all they that put their trust in Him and know this happiness of escaping His wrath and His displeasure because you've submitted to His word. So take up the scriptures. What is it that I can do? I can share His testimony. I can share the testimony of what He has done for me. I can take His word and share His word with others and encourage them that they might know Him. And I can take heart in His word. It says in Psalm 92, beginning in verse 13, those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. Sometimes houseplants do quite well. Some people are very good at tending to them, and they grow beautiful. They flower, the leaves are beautiful, green and all of that. Sometimes they get root-bound, and they're forgotten, and they're not watered adequately, and they kind of shrivel up, and they're not quite what you thought they would be. They just don't seem to be so nice. But in the courts of our God, those that are planted in the house of the Lord, they flourish. Oh, the rich, the abundance, and their beautiful plants. And it says, they shall bring forth fruit in old age, and they shall be fat and flourish. Oh, they will work and do that which the Lord would enable them to do. They'll be fat and flourishing in old age. Says, He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in Him. The word of God is true. That those who would work and labor will know what it is to bring forth fruit. Not, oh, this is what used to happen. This is what we used to know. But even now, today, Sunday, tomorrow's Monday, there's fruit to be born. That which we could do for the Lord. That's what a good work on me, he said of this woman. He exposed the hypocrisy of those around him. He says, certainly, the poor you'll always have with you. There's always a ministry. There's always opportunity to minister to the poor, to show kindness to them. Be sure that you bring glory to the person of Jesus Christ at every turn. She hath done what she could. She's come aforehand to anoint my body to the burial. Wherever the gospel is preached, throughout the whole world, this also that she hath done shall be spoken of, a memorial for her. Well, the Lord is true to his word. And he's true to his word for those that are planted in the house of the Lord. They shall flourish in the courts of our God, and they shall bring forth fruit in old age. Maybe I can't do what I used to do. Maybe I'm not able to do what I've once done. And I can rejoice in the things that I've done for the Lord or that I have undertaken for the glory of God. But God helping me, even now, I would seek to share the testimony of what he has done for me, what he is now doing for me, what he is going to do for me, and where I can. I'll make opportunity to share his word with those who are in need of a word from him. Jesus said, let her alone. Why trouble ye her? She hath wrought a good work on me. She hath done what she could. We do what we can.